Want to hear my story?
No, fuck no.
Hey, everybody, welcome to the show. This is Bob.
Hey, everybody, this is Miles.
I want to hear my story. Okay, well, you tell a story then.
Once upon a time, there was this huge nerd that made an album, and he refused to give his friends vinyl.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
And, you know, whatever.
Whatever. Because this is my United States of whatever.
No, I don't. Have you listened to our friend Smidge has released some album?
I'm waiting for the vinyl.
Yeah, I know. I'm holding out. You got money now.
I'm waiting. No, I have not listened to it yet. No.
Yeah. I'm just
have you?
You didn't take none of my advice.
What was your advice?
I said call it the Smidge Kurtelbaum experience, but no.
No, what is it called? Fraction of a fraction?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, some bullshit.
Fraction of a penis?
Well, you write what you know, I guess. So. No, I'm sure it's great.
I haven't had a chance to listen to it yet, so.
Yeah.
I will try.
Yeah, I was going to say thank you, asshole. I will try.
I'm sure it's fantabulous.
I'm sure it's great. I think I might have heard it in his car, but I was so scared when he was driving that I don't remember it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So, you know, it's been a year since our meetup, our giant meetup between me and Manny and the Mailman and Stitch Kurtelbaum in downtown Chicago. It's been a year now.
Really? A year? Go figure.
Yeah, it was like a monsoon. That freaking
yeah.
That almost didn't happen. There's so much damn rain. I'm like, yeah.
Huh.
I'm like, no, I'm thinking about not doing this.
I think that's pretty much what you say all the time.
Yeah, pretty much.
You gonna go to work? Nah, thinking about not doing that.
Last 25 years, hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Want to have kids? Yeah, I'm thinking about not doing that.
Yeah, not.
Too late.
Too late.
So, what's that?
No, that's fine.
You okay? You gonna be all right?
Yeah, I was frustrated over the weekend. I was very frustrated.
What are you so frustrated about?
My wife is recovering from some surgery.
Really?
And,
did she get you removed from her person or what?
Get this leech away from me.
I got
me.
This growth. It's called my husband. Won't leave me alone.
Mm-hmm. Get this horn dog out of here.
Well, here's the utility knife. Take care of it yourself.
My duties have expanded somewhat.
Okay.
Including, and not limited to, laundry, dishes,
yeah.
and food preparation.
Well, I thought you did dishes anyway.
Well, I mean, I do share in the dish load to some extent, but
okay.
It has picked up to some extent.
Well, if she hurt her foot, she can't go up and down the stairs, so.
Well, it's not my problem.
Oh, for Christ's sake.
No such thing as a victim. That's
what
well,
you know, this is what you get. You gotta do your own shitty underwear after all these years.
So, first of all, okay, two things I want to mention about this. Number one is we're co-cooking tonight, right?
Okay.
And because the mobility issue, we've gone with very simple meals.
Well, you're a simple guy.
And I'm a very simple guy, so I'm going to ask you a question.
Sure.
And I want an honest answer, and I know I'm going to lose this, but I'm going to ask this anyway. Do you know how to make a grilled cheese sandwich?
I do. Yes.
Thank you. Thank you.
I know how to prepare grilled cheese in several different ways.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I used to try to get my kids to, I called it easy grilled cheese, and I would just toast the bread, butter it a little bit, and then slap a piece of cheese on there and give it to them. And they did not like it.
I'm feeling better about myself now.
That was the easy grilled cheese. But then I did the real grilled cheese where you have a pan and you have the, you know, butter that, you know, make the toast in the pan and melt the cheese at the same time and all that kind of stuff.
You did not know which side the butter went on.
Well, you put the butter goes on the heat. Oh, my Lord.
Oh,
my gosh. That's no small feat in your kitchen.
I don't know how to do it.
Okay.
Were you riding on her lap or what?
I didn't take home ec, okay? Like, you know, fruity cheese.
I did not take home ec either. I didn't take home ec.
I never was called upon to do it until recently.
I know how to cook several different things, yes. I'm not good at it. I'm not good at it, and I wouldn't, you know, want me to be the main person, but yeah, I can cook stuff.
Yeah.
I was at a friend's house, and he had to call me and ask me how to boil noodles.
Man, that's pathetic.
Oh my God. I forgot about that, yeah.
Well, you know, this is the methodology of Miles Tidal, you know.
Okay, that's contention number one.
Yeah, okay, well, I know how to make a grilled cheese, yes.
Okay, now the second half of my story is we have a fairly small house.
Yeah.
It's not the, you know, the luxury, luxurious, you know, tri-level that Bob Lament lives in with a vacuum cleaner, air, and house, fireplaces, and butlers, and whatever else he has.
Sure. Well, you know, hey, you know.
No, believe me. Yeah, you're okay.
When you know how to make a grilled cheese, things happen.
I know. See, my life would be so much better. So, the other day, I was making like
corned beef. Corned beef? Were you making corned beef? Because that's the only thing I know.
I love corned beef, by the way. I love eating that.
Corned beef hash? That's the only thing I've ever seen you make.
Oh, I love corned beef hash. Mm. God, it's like heaven on earth.
Yeah.
And so I'm making pancakes from scratch and sausage.
Now, when you say from scratch, do you mean you had a pancakes mix, and you added eggs and milk?
Well, that's what I mean. I mean, yeah, more or less.
Did you put any vanilla in there just for flavor?
Nah, I didn't do that.
Oh, okay.
I should have, and I didn't.
Yeah, okay. So like Bisquick or something, right?
Basically.
Yeah. I can do that.
So, I'm going along. I'm undercooking the meat. I'm overcooking the pancakes. I'm not doing well.
Right. Well.
And from the bedroom.
You are the king of undercooked meat, that's for sure.
That's right. I swear I hear my wife call my name.
Right.
Miles.
Right?
Yeah. So what, you leave everything burning and go in there, or what?
What the fuck
you want to do? I'm cooking in here.
I yell, and, you know, my son's like, never mind.
Yeah.
I'm like, what? So, I'm serving the food a few minutes later, and I go, what did you want? She goes, nothing.
Uh-huh.
I go, you called my name. She goes, no, I didn't. I go, yes, you did. She says, no, the cat jumped on me, and I called him an asshole.
Hence your name.
Yeah, I'm like, now how do you mix up Miles with asshole? I don't know. Are they interchangeable pretty much? Or?
Pretty much. I think you've heard it enough.
Yeah, I guess. I just remember it as Miles, I guess, when I heard it. Like, what? Huh?
Asshole.
Huh? What?
What?
What? So, yeah, so there's this big debate, you know, because I even had to go to my son, who's like, you know, the king of, you know, truth-telling, and he even sided with me. He goes, you know, it didn't sound like Miles, Mom, just so you know.
Miles Hole.
I still swear she yelled my name. I'm sure she did.
I'm pretty sure she said asshole.
What can you say? You know, means the same thing.
I guess. I've heard. Yeah, unless you're
asshole.
It's diabolical.
Make me a grilled cheese, asshole.
Did you say asshole or miles?
Oh my goodness.
You fart.
So what else have you made? So you made. You didn't make grilled cheese without a lot of assistance.
I was kicked off that job. Yeah, I got.
Oh, see, there it goes.
I got to steer the soup, basically.
Yeah.
I say steer.
Yeah, you steered the soup, all right.
I like to say steer.
What is
sorry.
Is it stir or steer?
I think it's stir, but that's just me.
I say steer.
I don't even know what you're talking about when you say steer the soup.
Yeah, you steer it.
Does that mean like you're staring at it and it's just the way I'm staring at it?
You pretend it's a car wheel and you go,
I'm staring this soup. You better be good, you goddamn soup. I'm staring at you.
I had to make my own cereal recently.
Oh, my gosh.
Make my own pancakes and sausage.
Oh,
thank you.
Oh, Lord.
I had to heat up some chicken fricassee recently and,
yeah.
I don't know, stuff like that, I suppose.
Well, I think what you should do this coming weekend, on Friday evening or Saturday.
Yeah.
I think you need to make, like, the full spread. Like, come up with something good, you know what I mean?
Okay.
And you need to make it for your wife just to show that you're not so lame as you actually are.
All right. Well,
I mean, hey, you made fajitas when I was there once. Those were really good.
Oh, my God, this guy with the fajitas.
I love those things.
I know. Every time I talk to this guy, oh, my God.
Make some fajitas.
This has changed his life, believe me. This whatever he ate here once has changed his life.
You had the butter and the onions and the peppers.
Yeah, we don't eat like that anymore.
Well, it was good. It was good.
We don't eat. I'm incapacitated, that's why.
Well, you could have chicken fajitas. That's what we had. Chicken fajitas, they were good.
I know. It's easy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's easy and it tastes good.
I don't like handling raw chicken. It's gross.
Okay, Fang Quang.
I don't like it. It's just gross dealing with it. Ugh.
Well, I'm just saying, you did a good job at that. I thought you cooked that, so.
Nah, well, I mean, I probably had it on the grill or something, but I mean, I didn't really.
Well, you could put that together. It's a good idea.
Maybe if I can grill something, I'll do that. How's that?
There you go. See, grill something out. That's what I do.
Yeah, I know.
Make a steak, make a hamburger, hot dogs.
Yeah, a nice juicy steak would be okay.
Fajitas.
Fajitas.
Those are good, too. Make yourself a, you know, baked potato and a salad and a steak.
They have frozen fajitas you can just throw in the oven, you think.
They do, actually. They don't taste very good, though.
You do?
They do. No. I've had them before. Not very good. The meat.
Yeah.
You can buy this bag of already marinated and pre-grilled meat, and you just heat it up. It's not good.
Oh, okay. All right.
You got to make it. You got to, you know.
Well, as you know, I will try.
You can make a pork roast and maybe some new potatoes.
What if I make a pizza from scratch?
No. I think...
I bet you I could.
I think the stuff like that, there's more likely you're going to get like knuckle hair in it and stuff, so.
Sure, we'll go with that. Yeah.
You got a lot of hair on your hands.
Yeah, well, I used to. It's all falled out, though.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah, I've lost a lot of hair. Yeah,
yeah, well, that's good. That's a positive, really. Think about it.
Lot of different parts of his body.
Yeah, like a fly.
Brendelfly.
Brendelfly, yeah.
So, well, no, you need to think about it for this weekend and come up with a menu and make something actually to, you know, work at it and make something.
I'll have to think of some meal.
I had a big salad tonight. It was really good, so...
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't make it, though, but...
Yeah. Who made it?
I think my wife made it, or somebody.
Yeah, some guy in the Philippines probably threw it in a bag.
I don't know where it came from. I was asked, do I want a salad? I said, yeah, I'll take a salad.
He's upset because one of our friends came over and did the dishes.
Why would you be upset by that?
Because it was Mrs. Shapiro, and I didn't want her doing my dishes.
Oh, was she getting you all hot and bothered, wiggling by the sink over there?
I was gone when she was doing all this housework.
Oh, Mrs. Shapiro, don't put that apron on. We don't want an apron.
I didn't get to. I had unloaded and loaded the dishwasher.
I don't recall that.
Oh, my Lord. How do you get around in that house with a wheelchair? My gosh.
It's not easy. I know. We'd be fucked in your house completely. Be like, oh, my God.
Well, we got some stairs.
Oh, yeah, with this wheelchair? Oh, that's a super idea. Yeah, super.
Although we do have a big area where you could kind of roll around down there.
Yeah. Is that your belly?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, so yeah, I'm having to be a chauffeur.
Oh, boo-hoo.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's all right.
You've had such a hard life. Well, I don't have a lot of time because I got to drive you into work, honey, so we got to go through to Casey's so I can get myself a drink and a donut.
Well, reward, yes, for a job well done.
Yeah.
All of her coworkers thinks what an awesome guy I am.
Yeah, I'll take you first, then I'll go get my reward.
Yeah.
Without you.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. God forbid.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. Nice. Well, you should come up with, take a chance, step out on a ledge there a little bit and fix a nice dinner this weekend.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah. Maybe you make, you know, some duck a l'orange or something like that.
Oh. Well, that would be out of my comfort zone to make that. Yeah. Oh, come on, with the grilled cheese already, guys. I wasn't taught how to cook growing up, right? I mean, everything basically came out of a can where I lived, okay? Pretty much.
Yeah. Cereal. Had cereal. You had frozen pizza. You had soup.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I grew up on soup. I ate soup out of the can. I'm like, oh, yeah, soup out of the can.
Yeah. Well, it's because you're supposed to add water that's concentrated.
Yeah, it's good. It's like being with bacon right out of the can.
Oh, my God.
Oh, just right out of the can.
I
couldn't
even eat
soup.
It's gross.
Get some Campbell's soup going. Just eat it right out of the can.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You just eat the raviolis out of the can, eat the tamales out of the can.
You know, the one thing I ate, which I can't believe I ate, I used to eat liver sausage.
Ugh.
And I don't know, it would be hard for me to eat it now, but back then I'm like, oh my God, I love eating this. Mm.
Braunschweiger.
Yeah, put some yellow mustard on that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's like a party in your mouth.
You like Polish sausage, it reminded you of home.
Yeah. Yeah.
Big Polish sausage in your mouth, and you were happy for the whole day.
Yeah, well, learned it from you, I guess. Yeah.
Nice. I'm trying to think if I've got a story here. What was I going to talk about? I said I'd save it. I can't remember now.
You got inappropriately touched at Rural King or something, didn't you?
Oh, I did. Yeah, I didn't get inappropriately touched. Thank you for reminding me about Rural King. So, it's not about cooking, unfortunately, but I was trying, I got this little, it's like a yard cart for behind your yard tractor.
Yeah.
And I need to get new wheels because my dad gave it to me, so it's really old. And so I went over to the Rural King to get these, I figured that's the place that's going to have these tires for this, like, you know, pre 70s yard cart.
You can have it.
Yeah, and so I thought I got the right thing. I left. I come home, and of course, it's just slightly different size. It's just a little too small to fit on the axle.
Yeah.
I got a Fang Quang axle with a too small.
Yeah, I know where you're going with this. Yeah, I understand what you're talking about. Yeah.
So anyway, sorry, Fang Quang keeps coming up tonight. But so then later that day on Saturday, I'm like, I'm going to have to take these back. And so I got my son to drive me because he has to practice. And so I'm like, drive me over to the Rural King and so I can take these wheels back. So.
Sure.
So I went in by myself early in the morning, you know, earlier in the day, and then I go back with my son. I'm taking these wheels back, and so I go in and I go, "Oh, these don't fit, wrong size." And lady goes, "I go, I got these earlier today. They don't fit." And she's like, "Nothing wrong with them?" I'm like, "No." I'm like, "I just got them this morning." She's like, "Yeah, I thought I saw you." I'm like, "What?"
Okay.
I'm like, "What?" Yeah, I thought I saw you earlier. Now, at this point, you have to remember, I mean, this was pretty much the norm for most of my life until I've gotten older now, right?
Right.
I've always gotten recognized, you know. And then now that I'm older, you know, in my 40s and older now, I don't get recognized near as much. But she recognized me, just like the old days, and I'm like, that's odd, don't you think, again?
You know, I think I've actually heard you say this before.
No, I have. I do get recognized a lot, you know.
Yeah. So this lady was checking you out or something?
Well, no,
like,
the thing is, I went into the Rural King, I walked around, I asked some guy where these wheels were.
Because
I was in the hole wrong. I usually try it myself first. I try really hard to find what I want because most of the time it's very unsatisfactory when I ask anybody anything. And so I finally break down. I ask this dude. He tells me it's over there. So I go over there. I get him. I pay for him, and I'm out of there.
Sure.
And I don't know that I really conversed with anybody. Right.
Yeah. Yeah, except your stalker. Yeah.
Well, and then I come back, and this lady recognizes me.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was weird. I was like,
you were wearing a shirt before.
I didn't recognize her because I know she. I don't think she checked me out whenever I was leaving. So anyway, it was a weird. It was one of those weird occurrences. Now, typically, now my son, if he's with me, he gets recognized now. Right, but he wasn't with me earlier.
Yeah.
You know, and it has to do with the. You know, we have a distinctive look. Apparently.
Yeah.
Very distinctive. So.
Yeah.
But anyway, this lady's like, oh, yeah, I saw you earlier. I'm like, what? It's happening again, Marge. Huh?
Did she elaborate? Like,
no. No. And I wanted to ask, but I just couldn't. I was like frozen, you know what I mean? I was like, I was like the writer in Clockwork Orange whenever Alex shows up to the door for the second time. Come in! Yeah. Come in! Yes! Come out of the cold! Bad weather we're having!
Yeah.
Yeah. You know how they stop from, drop from above and your eyes are rolling up?
So was this Natalie or was this more Blair? Or
It was a Joe. It was a Joe.
Was it Joe? Okay.
Yeah, this
okay.
is the World King. For Christ's sake, they're all like Joe, for Christ's sake.
True. Yeah.
You know? It's the World King.
Yeah, I feel you.
These ladies can lift things, you know?
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, I was just like, this is not, you know, I've just gotten out of the groove here over the last 10 years with this. This is interesting.
Weren't you here about 3 years ago buying marshmallows?
I don't think that I was even wearing the same clothes.
Yeah.
Because I'd come home, I'd done some stuff, and then, you know, I revert right to my home clothes, which are like sweatpants.
Right.
And then when I left again, I just threw something on and,
yeah.
You know, to go out in the world.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm sure it was two different outfits there even, so. Yeah, a little suspect there.
Aren't you the guy with the dad bod I was checking out earlier?
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, I am.
Well, the only thing I could think of, and this wasn't the lady, but when I came up to the checkout,
There
was like two lanes open. And I had to pick between, I says, does it matter? And they go, no. I go, okay, I'll pick you. You got a red shirt on. But that wasn't the lady I was talking to.
Oh.
And it wasn't the lady that I didn't go to.
What was the lady you didn't go to? What was she wearing?
A black shirt.
Oh, I see.
And then the red shirt lady looked like a manager. So I thought this will be an easier way to check out. Less of a screw up here, probably, maybe.
Nothing can go wrong.
Yeah, I was, you know, the other lady was like almost as tall as me and looked a little goofy.
Yeah. No, you look goofy, all right.
Well, that's true. That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't even get any free popcorn, which normally I would, but I didn't this time, so.
Get you free popcorn, yeah.
Yeah, they have free popcorn there at the Rural King, so.
Ours also has free coffee, too.
Oh, I think they have free coffee, but I don't drink coffee, so.
Yeah, I don't either.
So, but anyway, yeah, my tires were too small, so.
Mm.
It was weird.
That's like code.
I'm thinking that this is going to be a new trend. I'm going to have to pay attention now to see how many more times I get recognized. So, see what kind of weirdness comes out of that. But at least I can make a grilled cheese.